This is the 3BAM Podcast.
You can do the intro if you want.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
You interrupted.
Oh, do it again. Sorry.
This is three beers and a mic.
Estamos haciendo el 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3BAM Podcast.
This is a 3BAM Podcast.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
This is a 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
So, when you're in Mexico City, there's a big street food culture, right? They sell a lot of...
Do you
know
about this, Adam?
Yeah,
of course he does. Yeah. So people use their cigarette lighters in their car to work their crock pots and their... Yeah, they do. I've never seen it. No, I've seen it. It's amazing. So
you weren't on the bad side of town.
The street food culture is amazing in Mexico City. I was very impressed. The tacos, the elote, the torta de tamales, everything was delicious. And it's a lot different than the street food culture here. So do you guys near your workplace have food carts that are around that you go eat at or no?
Not here.
Or do you have to go to like a brewery or something?
I go to
a gas station.
They have them there.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, I only
common.
Go certain ones that people have already visited.
Yeah, but are those really food trucks if they don't move? Like when they're just parked at a
No, they move.
They have to have a movable.
They move. They go get gas every so often. They're not there every day.
No, they are. Dude, some of those street carts are there all the time.
And then they have the picnic tables with
the overhang and like those don't ever move.
It's not real.
No. No, they don't ever move. All right, let's start the show. Welcome back, everybody, to the 3 Beers and a Mic podcast. We are here with Adam in front of me and Dwayne. Say hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello.
¿Qué pasa?
And we're here after about 2 weeks, I think we recorded last.
Yeah.
Or so. A lot of updates, a lot of exciting stuff. Today is July the 1st, so Spider-Man comes out tonight at midnight.
So we'll see you tomorrow. Woo, woo.
We'll be talking about a little bit of Spider-Man hype. I don't remember the last time a movie came out on a Tuesday.
Yeah, so, but I think it's just because 4th of July is Thursday, so that would kill their box office.
That's fair. So a lot of Spider-Man hype, a lot of video game news, TV news, Netflix stuff. We're going to be talking about a lot of pop culture things, some things we've seen in the theater recently. Avengers Endgame was re-released this last weekend. We're going to be talking about that. So... A lot of really cool stuff to catch up on. And as always, follow us on Facebook at 3 Beers and a Mic, Instagram, 3 Beers and a Mic. We're on Twitter, 3 Beers and a Mic. We love to hear the questions that you want to ask our show. We really like the interactive aspect of that of our fans. And I know we have some questions today that we'll be answering very soon.
Y'all.
But as far as what we're drinking, let's start off with Adam, as always, in the Optimus Prime t-shirt.
Woohoo! Yeah, today I brought apple cider, Stella Artois.
You haven't drinking that in a long time.
I know.
Drank that.
I wanted some apple today, so.
It's good.
You haven't drinking it, man.
Drinking it. Well, they make a pear one, I believe, and
I've
they make an apple
it,
one.
I like the apple.
Yeah, both of them are really good.
Do they make a pineapple?
I don't think so.
A mango?
No, I
no.
I think they did. Somebody did a pineapple.
Yeah, but that was the Ace.
Oh,
that was Ace. Yeah. Ace did a pineapple. Yes, that's right. But the apple cider from Stella is delicious. That's
yes,
a really great choice. I like that beer a lot. All right, Dwayne, what you got?
I went European today,
dude. That's my dad's favorite beer.
I picked the Boddington's Pub Ale with the nitro.
That's his favorite beer.
Mm. Imported from Britain.
Yeah,
It's a good.
It comes in a 4-pack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're bigger. I don't know what size this is. Oh, it's a
16.
It's a full pint.
Dude, Boddington, my dad loves that. Yeah, it's got the nitro in the bottom, so when you open it up, it starts fizzing and doing the nitrous thing, and it's really
cool.
I
like this, but there's one called Old Speckled Hen that's a British ale, too.
Oh, yeah, so. I love that beer. That's very good.
I love that beer, too.
You do?
No.
Yeah, of course you don't. So I'm gonna.
You never tried it?
Nope.
See, you might like it.
I've got some beer downstairs that I'll be drinking in a moment. I'll tell you guys what I'm gonna be drinking. I'm gonna be drinking some Coors Banquet and some Rodeo Clown.
Something new.
That one looks like I could like it.
Right now, I'm drinking a margarita.
Oh, yeah. Of course I would like that.
Yeah, so I made them really strong on purpose.
Margarita.
Yeah. So I just blended some ice, some tequila, and some margarita mix.
Speaking of tequila, real quick, are you watching AGT?
I'm almost caught up.
Did you see the tequila guy?
Yes.
Dude, I don't know why, but that fucking cracked me up.
That was really funny.
Crying, laughing.
It was really funny.
So, AGT.
America's Got Talent. So Simon Cowell hates karaoke people.
Like, hates them.
Like when they get up there singing. With a passion. When they're like, so how'd you come to be a singer? I karaoke every week. And he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This guy just get up there and he's like, yeah, he's a little goofy looking anyways.
He was.
And he's like, yeah, I'm doing karaoke tonight. And they're like, what? He's like, no, I'm doing karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had the machine.
Yeah, he did.
Like the words and the letters.
It was awesome.
So they're like, okay. And Simon's like, what the fuck? So he hits play and it's tequila, you know.
Tequila.
There's only three words in that song.
Yeah.
Tequila three different times. But there's a big break. So he's just like standing there, just looking around, just hanging out. And at first, you're like, what the hell? And then it just becomes fun. I don't know why it was funny.
It was really awesome.
It was hilarious.
It was really funny.
I watched it twice because Demi wasn't home. I was like, Demi, you got to watch this. And we're all cracking up again. I'm like, why is this so funny?
Dude, it was awesome.
Did he stay or did they let him go?
No, he stayed.
He went. Yeah, of course he went forward. Dude, you have to.
But I don't know what song he's going to do next.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
How do you top that?
That was like a flash in a pan. That was like one of those performances that get you through to the next round, and then you see what they got next.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've almost caught up on AGT. That's what happens when you go on vacation, is that you lose track of all the shows you're watching. Finally finished Flash. We'll talk about all that later. We are in the summer movie doldrums. We are having big release after big release after big release every single week.
Or supposed big release.
Supposed big release. And none of us have seen Toy Story, apparently. Nope. Nobody.
No.
I told you I wasn't going to go see it.
You told me you weren't going to go see it. I wanted to see it, but I couldn't.
I did too, but I've just been busy.
Yeah. So eventually we're going to have a Toy Story review because we all, well, except Adam. Me and Dwayne want to watch
it. I think Adam should watch all of them and review them.
No.
You've seen none of them?
I've seen the first one. I like it.
That's right.
So why wouldn't you see the other ones?
They're stupid.
You love anime.
Yes.
Animation stuff.
That's cartoons. It's not anime.
It's animation.
The story is kiddish. Too kiddish for me now.
No, but it's not.
There's so many adult.
That's the reason why Toy Story is good, is because they have enough jokes in there for adults. Like, that makes it.
Is this like a sausage party?
What?
That's not a kid's movie.
No.
Well, then I'm not going to like it.
That was an adult
that
movie.
That was a super adult movie. The one with Seth Rogen, where they were like hot dogs and stuff?
Yeah.
No, that is not a child's movie. Adam, come on.
I know.
That was a specific animated movie for adults. Was it actually called Sausage Party?
Yes.
Oh. I don't remember that. I actually never saw it.
That's
I just
like
saw
the
previews.
One Melissa McCarthy.
So how you can be talking if you haven't seen it?
No, but I know that it was very adult oriented. Wasn't it rated R?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was rated R. Yeah. I remember that.
A rated R movie is not a kid's movie.
Yeah, exactly. So when I mean that Toy Story tells adult jokes, I don't mean that it tells like sexual jokes. I mean that there's some humor that is for adults to laugh at that the kids may not get.
Yeah.
Like Dwayne brings up a very famous scene in Toy Story 1
where
Mr. Potato Head takes off his mouth and starts kissing his own butt with his mouth, like you're a butt kisser, right?
Yeah. No, it was like, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Trying to tell him to do something or something.
So that was a way of having the adults in the audience have a good laugh, and the children aren't going to know what that means.
They just think it's funny, his lips on his butt.
Yeah, you know? But in reality, that means, hey, kiss my ass, right? So that's the type of adult jokes that I was referring to.
You're crazy. All right,
so we're eventually going to see Toy Story 4. Hopefully soon, but here's the big movie that's coming out tonight at midnight. There's no 7 o'clock showings. There's no 8 o'clock showings. This is a midnight movie tonight. If you want to go see it,
coming out on Tuesday.
Correct, it's coming out on Tuesday. Spider-Man: Far From Home is coming out tonight. Are we excited? Let's go.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm super stoked. This is the last.
Can't wait to see it.
This is the last movie of the Phase 3. Right after this, you're going into Phase 4, which Marvel has announced the release dates of the movies for Phase 4, but none of the titles.
Yeah.
Which nobody knows anything about anything.
They just revealed that they will be at SDCC. Well, Marvel is.
Marvel is, yes.
They haven't said whether the MCU is.
Correct. So the link that you sent me was they're going to show the Marvel's Avengers video game. They're going to show some spectacular Spider-Man stuff. They're going to show some, yeah, exactly, some S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to have a presence there, but how much of the Phase 4 are they going to show, right?
And the Disney Plus stuff.
The Disney Plus
stuff. If they're going to do that.
Correct. We have no clue. I'm assuming not.
I would guess they'd save that for D23.
I would guess so as well. Yeah.
They might show, like, they might give the titles of, like, the next few movies coming out would be the only thing I could see them doing at SDCC.
And they're waiting until Spider-Man comes out to release that because this is the official last movie of Phase 3. They're going to show you the world after Iron Man, you know, Peter Parker having to step up into his Avengers role.
Heard, once again, the mid-credit scene is crazy.
Yeah, I hear that the after-credit stuff and the mid-credit stuff is wonderful. So there was...
So there's going to be after credit.
Yes,
there is. There's two scenes. The reviews have been phenomenal. I can't wait to see it. I'm really excited. And here's what I've heard. In an interview with Tom Holland, I forget who asked him this question. They said, hey, with the success of Spider-Verse, would you like to have a Marvel
Spider-Verse
movie with Tobey and Andrew Garfield as like alternate dimension Spider-Mans? And they said, what would you think of that? And he goes, I think that's a great idea. He goes, that would be a wonderful way to bring all of them together to have a movie that makes sense. Because in this Far From Home film, they've kind of already said they're having a multiverse, yeah. Right? They've mentioned that in the trailers that there's going to be a multiverse. We don't know what it entails, but it looks like Mysterio is going to be a good guy.
Dude, can you imagine if we saw Spider-Pig live action on the screen?
Dude, that's insane.
So I'd lose my mind.
If Marvel got some inspiration from the Spider-Verse movie and how successful it was, I mean, it won an Academy Award for Best Animated Film. It's on Netflix. It was wonderful. What a great movie. If you want to go to Toby and Andrew and say, hey, you know, we're thinking of doing a Spider-Verse movie. You guys want to be involved
especially
in this.
Especially Toby could do, like, an Earth-X.
Sure.
Like the older Spider, you know.
Remember Absolutely.
Earth-X? He was the old, I mean, he was kind of fat in that, but, I mean, he could gain some weight for it. But.
Yeah, you want to do multiple versions of Spider-Man actors who have played the role before? That's a great way to bring in those guys into this universe.
And make it all make sense.
Yeah, because the criticism about Amazing Spider-Man was the first one was okay, the second one was not good, and then you rebooted it again. Spider-Man 3 was a joke, you know. So you can rectify a lot of that stuff by bringing in all of them together. I thought that was a great idea. So they asked Tom Holland about that in an interview, and I was like, I can't believe I didn't think of that. What a great idea. So, of course, it's just rumor, it's speculation. They may never do it, but I think it's pretty cool. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea. But that's for future down the road. I hope that Tom Holland plays this character.
He said he'll play it as
like
long
until
as he
he's
can.
Like 50.
He said he'll play it until he can't play it anymore.
Yeah, just let him run with it. Just go run with this character. This is going to be, I feel, the
Not
last.
Only that, it would be cool because, you know, the comic books, he never really gets older.
No, he...
So if they kept him and he got older and they were able to tell new stories, how cool would that be?
This has to be the last one in high school, though, I'm assuming. You can't have any more...
No, they said three in high school and then the next three are in college.
Okay. So that's fair because they are getting older you know, it's going to eventually not make sense anymore.
It could end up being a Stranger Things thing...
Could be.
Where they're like, well, we'll just have them graduate at the beginning of the next one and start college because they're starting to look too old. You know?
That's fair. And then just have him go into adulthood and have him have, you know, like real world situations like marriage, bills, having a real job, all that stuff that, and you have to bring in J. Jonah Jameson eventually.
Yeah.
So bring in all of that stuff, have him evolve with this character, and let him go past college, past his education, get a real world scenario going. I think this is the actor that you want to have Spider-Man be for the long term.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that.
Because with the reviews that I've seen for Far From Home, they've been very good. And I'm very excited to see this movie. I heard Jake Gyllenhaal's awesome. I hear that the story's wonderful. The mid-credits and after-credits scenes are apparently mind-blowing. So I can't wait to see it. So it's a great way to end Phase 3, and congratulations. So another thing that Marvel tried to do this past weekend was re-release Avengers. Everybody knows why they did that. There is no beating around the bush. They want to beat Avatar. They were, 41, $42 million away from, oh, the questions. I forgot about that.
We'll do it after the
All right, we'll stuff. Do it after the Avengers talk. They were $42 million away, or $41 million away from beating the all-time box office record of Avatar, of course, has the number one stranglehold. So the movie was released. It got its numbers out. And it looks like, after all is said and done, they're not going to make it. They're going to be about $25 million short-ish or so of beating Avatar's record. And that's where it's going to stay. So the reason I brought this up is because the internet, of course, exploded when Marvel released the news that they were going to be re-releasing Avengers. There's like, oh, you're trying to milk us for all our money. You're adding only another minute of additional footage. This isn't worth the time. This blah, blah, blah. Does nobody remember that Avatar did the same thing? That movie was in the theater for like 10 months.
Yeah.
Like nine to 10 months. It was like 200.
I'm pretty sure it got re-released.
It got re-released twice. Two times.
Yeah.
So it's not like this is something new that's happening in when you are this close to a record, why wouldn't you want to try to beat it? Why is that a bad thing? And everyone's saying, oh, well, movie prices now are so much more expensive. You know how much I paid for my Avengers Endgame ticket? $8. You know how much I paid for my Avatar ticket in 2009? $14. Because it was 3D IMAX. Okay. And I went and saw Avengers Endgame in a regular theater for $9. So the argument of, well, ticket prices and inflation and all this stuff, whatever you want to say, there are a lot of movie theaters now that try to entice you to come into the movie theater at a discounted price, $7, $6, $8 per ticket, and they try to make their money back on the food and the popcorn.
Yeah.
So the $14 and $15 prices I was paying in 2009 for 3D IMAX, it's not that much different. So I'm totally fine with Marvel trying to go for the record. It looks like they're going to fall short. But everyone needs to remember that Avatar did the same thing. It was re-released twice, and it was in the theater for almost 10 months. That is ridiculous. And so if Marvel wants to try to break the record, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, but it's also funny because when Endgame came out, everybody was like, oh, yeah, they're going to beat Avatar. And now they're mad that they're trying to beat Avatar. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Make up your goddamn mind.
Everything is just hate. Everything is anger. Everything is just, I don't get it. And I know that 2009 was 10 years ago, and that you think movie prices have increased exponentially since then, but they haven't. I still have my movie stub from that Avatar premiere. It was $14.50 that I paid to see that in IMAX 3D. I have the ticket. I went and saw Endgame in New York City for $9. So it just doesn't equate. And when you have a movie that's that popular in the theater for almost a year, you're going to make a ton of cash.
Yeah.
So I applaud them for trying to beat the record. They're going to fall short, but that's fine. They're going to be number two, and there you go. All right, so Dwayne, what are the listener questions we have this week? I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, because we don't always do it.
That's fair.
Hold on. Not recognizing my face with the microphone in front of me.
You have facial recognition on your phone?
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Me neither.
I'm cool like that.
I need a new phone.
All right. Let's start with Jamer's time.
Sure.
Since we were just talking about movies, it's kind of appropriate. Thoughts on the Black Widow set images that were leaked?
I have not actually seen them.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Me neither.
Everybody's speculating that what's out there is Taskmaster.
It's going to be Taskmaster, right? I did read that.
But yeah. If you look at the picture, I'm like, I don't think that's Taskmaster. I think it's just another. Doesn't mean Taskmaster's not in there, but I don't think that picture was of Taskmaster.
That's a great villain. I hope they do Taskmaster. I think that'd be awesome.
No, if you saw the costume that they showed.
Oh, is it not good?
It wasn't good. Okay. So that's why I think it's another just side character.
And of course, Black Widow movie is going to be a prequel, right? Because she's dead. Spoiler alert.
Which if you haven't seen Endgame, and it's been in the theaters twice, sorry.
I saw the article about Taskmaster possibly being the villain. That looks like it may not be the case, but hopefully it is. And if the costume's not very good,
but I don't think that picture that's circling around, I don't think that's what it was.
Okay. Fair enough.
Just my thoughts.
Yeah, all right.
All right, from my buddy Suicide Fox Aaron, who thank you again for the new logo.
Absolutely. It's awesome.
Now that Rocket League has an 80s themed items.
Oh, I saw that.
Will Rami play the game again?
No. I won't. I'm terrible at that game, Aaron. I'm not good at Rocket League. And I admit it in a public forum. I stink at that game. But I can't play it.
You got to practice.
Dude, I tried. For multiple hours to fly like you guys do, and I can't do it. My thumbs just don't work that way.
Whatever.
But no, the 80s theme stuff that I've seen has been really, really cool. I think they're doing some Stranger Things stuff too, right? Or that's the rumor?
No, that was Fortnite.
Was that Fortnite? Oh, yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
They're on. They already finished the phase one, though. They did all the movie stuff. Now they're on to pop culture stuff.
Okay.
Which, it was okay. I like some of the wheels and stuff, but I didn't like the car toppers. It's all like 8-bit
stuff
or cassette or something like that.
Fair enough.
But phase three is what the hell is it? I think it's TV because night then you can get the kit car.
Oh, you can get Knight Rider?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So that'll be cool. Second part of his question, what 80s properties should get a reboot or re-release? He chose Inhumanoids and Silverhawks.
So properties that have been already made into movies, or maybe have not been made into movies,
or
whatever
a new
80s
show.
Property that you like that should
new
Mask.
Movie, new show.
I think Mask.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mask should be remade into something, cartoon, live action. I don't care. Bring it back. It doesn't matter.
I knew you were going to say that, too.
What do you say?
Dungeons and Dragons, man.
Well, of course.
Dude, you saw that commercial, right?
No.
The Brazilian.
I saw that. That was awesome.
I posted it to the group.
Yeah.
You didn't watch it?
No.
Dude, it looks like the cartoon.
It does. It looks amazing.
I think it was
absolutely
from Brazil or something.
It did. Yeah. I believe so.
Like, it starts off, I'm like, what the hell? And it turns into be a car commercial, but I was like,
super
that was awesome.
Very, very cool stuff.
They had all the characters, even the little wizard dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, it was great. Just send him the direct link.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Again. When I send you shit, watch it.
Okay. Do you have an 80s property that you would...
Gargoyles? That would be good.
Well, because that's kind of already been rumored, right?
Yeah. And it was. I think that show was ahead of its time.
It was.
Either that or Greatest American Hero.
Yeah, that you always
it
bring
didn't
up,
get rebooted.
You always bring up Greatest American Hero.
It almost got rebooted.
It almost did.
Or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. What was the questions?
That was that one.
Okay.
Jeez, I can't even take a drink. You're already moving me on.
Next question.
All right, from our new friends, the Movie Gap.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What is your favorite movie you ever saw? And your least favorite movie?
Your favorite movie you ever saw, like in the theater. Let's say in the theater. And then your least favorite movie you saw in the theater. I actually know both of mine.
I don't think I saw a bad movie in the theater. Well,
I've seen plenty.
Oh, yeah. I can name one.
Yeah. So your favorite movie you saw in the theater.
I have two.
And your least favorite movie you saw in the theater.
Favorite in the theater, favorite on TV.
Okay.
Well, of course, Star Wars.
Sure. Fair enough.
My first TV legend. With Tom Cruise and Sarah.
I remember that movie. Yes.
I love those two.
Okay.
And my least ones, I don't know. I don't remember the ones I ran out of. I walked out. I don't remember.
I mean, it's very rare that someone walks out on a movie.
I walked a couple.
But I at least remember, like, a really bad film that I watched.
The Witch Blair. I hated that movie.
The Witch Bear?
Witch Blair Project.
Oh, Blair Witch Project?
Yeah.
You walked out of that film?
I didn't like
that. That was a fine movie.
It just got me fucking dizzy.
I don't like those shaky camera things.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So Star Wars your favorite, Blair Witch your least favorite.
Yeah, I didn't know what all the hype was for.
All right, fair enough. Dwayne, favorite, least favorite?
Favorite, it's going to be Empire.
Yeah, of course. I never saw that in the theater, so I can't choose that, but that's a good one.
You didn't?
Dude, you probably already 3 years old. I was three.
I saw the first one, too.
Yeah, I was three. I didn't see that in the movie theater. Yeah.
It was the best.
But I'll tell you my favorite movie, but go ahead. And your least favorite.
My least favorite is probably Wolverine.
Oh, Origins?
Yeah.
Oh, that movie sucks.
I know.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to win.
Definitely my worst.
My favorite movie I ever saw in the theater was I've talked about this before on the podcast, was my first rated R experience was Starship Troopers. That movie for me, it's not my favorite movie of all time. It's in my top 50. But going to see my first rated R movie with my friends was awesome.
It's in my top 50.
Yeah, it's in my top 50.
It's a good movie.
But Starship Troopers is a fantastic film.
That means it's 50.
No, it's in my, okay, maybe my top 40. But seeing that movie is my most memorable experience in the theater because I remember watching it with my friends. My mom bought my ticket. She knew it was rated R. She let me go see it anyway. And the movie was great. And watching it with my friends was even better because we were 14 or 15 years old, getting to watch a rated R movie for the first time, and it was a great experience. My least favorite movie of all time was Last Action Hero.
Really?
Yes. I remember watching that movie in the theater and being extremely disappointed. And remember, at that time, I think that movie came out in like 1996. I was only 14 years old. I'm not supposed to be disappointed by anything.
It's basically Tom Arnold making fun of himself.
I know. And I've seen Last Action Hero since then, and it's not as bad as I remember. I own it. It's a fine, it's okay movie. It's not awful. But I remember being in the theater and watching this film, and that was the first time I told myself, I want to leave. I don't want to watch this anymore. I don't like this movie. Why did I pay for this? I want to go home. And that's why that comes to my memory. I did not like
Last
Action Hero at that moment.
Would you rather watch that or Jingle All the Way?
Oh. Good Lord. What a question. I don't want to answer that. I mean, I guess Last Action Hero. Yeah. Jingle All the Way was not good. Wasn't Sinbad in that movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
he was the villain.
He was the villain. That's right. Oh, my gosh. Pass. All right. Next question.
And from our favorite dive bar.
Yes. The Farm.
The Farm Drinkery.
Very good.
I don't know that.
Should Bill Murray or Betty White be on the $20 bill? I'm going Betty White.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah, Betty White for sure. She's like a national treasure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the golden...
Bill Murray is, but it's because of
the
chai.
I have her action figure right down there. Those Golden Girls action figures that NECA made. Yeah. I own Sophia and I own Rose. I can't find Dorothy or Blanche. Dude, so if you guys see them, please let me know.
Rose is Chloe's favorite Golden Girl.
Dude, she's the best. Well, I like Dorothy. Dorothy's my favorite. So if you guys see Dorothy or Blanche anywhere... Please let me know because I need them.
I haven't seen them anywhere. I've only
seen any of those.
I think I only seen Rose.
Rose and Sophia I found at Target. I need Dorothy and Blanche. I need those two. So I love the Golden Girls. I think it's a phenomenal show. I think Rose should absolutely be on the $20 bill.
Yeah. Like Bill Murray's become kind of a treasure, but that's more of a chive thing, I think.
Absolutely.
You know. they kind of helped that along.
Betty White, 100%.
I went to see his movie.
Oh, the dead.
Don't die.
Whatever, the don't die. I heard it wasn't that good.
I should have walked out.
Which one? Oh, Bill Murray?
The dead don't die, oh, yeah.
Now that movie, I should have walked out.
I heard it wasn't that good.
It was lousy.
Yeah.
Why wasn't that on your worst list? Then?
Yeah, you could have mentioned that. You just saw it like 2 weeks ago.
That Witch Project was worse. It made me sick, and it was lousy.
I like how he just calls it Witch Project.
Witch Project. I liked it. I thought it was good.
It's just the Witch Project.
It's just the Witch Project, yeah.
Witch Blair. It was lousy, man. It was just lousy.
All right. From Nerd and Cheese, I like this question. What's the last thing you bought on Amazon? Adam, I can answer yours. Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, I just showed Dwayne in the kitchen. I bought the Mega Constructs Castle Grayskull.
Yep.
Yeah. Which I swore I would never buy. But it was for $199 on Amazon Prime. And I said, okay, if I don't have to pay for shipping. I thought it was a GameStop exclusive. Okay, I was talking to Dwayne about this downstairs. Because he saw it and he goes, I thought you weren't going to buy that. I'm like, I wasn't, because shipping was $45 on GameStop. But it showed up on Amazon Prime without shipping. And if I can save $50 on shipping, I'm like, well, then yeah, I'm going to buy it.
That so, $50 made a difference.
It did, man. That's a lot to ship a product. I thought it was a GameStop exclusive, but it's not, apparently. So the Mega Constructs Castle Grayskull. I just had it delivered today.
Nice.
What about you, Dwayne?
Mine's not as exciting. I bought a couple of new bags for my vacuum for my pool.
That is the worst the purchase. That is the worst purchase ever.
What's that? Monopoly Deadpool.
Monopoly Deadpool.
How long was that ago?
Like a couple of years ago. 1999.
You're like the only one that doesn't buy from Amazon.
I just
that's
got
crazy.
My package yesterday.
Wow. No, that's fair.
What do I have to buy from Amazon?
You don't have to. No, that's fine. I don't buy it from them very often either. But when
buy all the time.
Yeah. Like, but I don't buy like. Well, I mean, it depends. I maybe get a couple things a month. It's not a lot. I used to buy from them all the time, but not as much anymore. You don't buy like groceries and stuff from them, do you?
No, I can't do that. I can't even do the like pick my groceries and I go pick them up.
No, you have to go to the store for that.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, next question.
All right, our last question comes from the MCM pod. I'm guessing that's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What video game has the best soundtrack?
Mm.
That's a tough one.
Woof.
I'm going to go old school. I'm going to go Mario, Super Mario Brothers.
I've got mine.
I've
got mine.
I haven't played video games in a while.
Ninja Gaiden.
If you guys don't know, Adams is old and almost dead. Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
I watched a lot of anime. That's it.
No, it's Ninja Gaiden, for sure. The old school Nintendo Ninja Gaiden, or Ninja Gaiden, however you want to say it. I've been playing a lot of the on my Nintendo DS. I was just playing it on the plane. The Ninja Gaiden soundtrack from the first game is phenomenal. I remember, like, the levels that when you progress through the levels, the soundtrack that plays, I would hum the music as it was playing. And that, for me, is a nostalgic soundtrack. I remember the soundtrack that plays when you die. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. When I know that, that means that that's nostalgic music for me. So Ninja Gaiden 1 and Ninja Gaiden 2 on the original Nintendo, that, to me, is the best music I've ever heard in my life.
What about Halo 2? Halo.
Halo 1 and Halo 2 are up there for sure.
The bunks.
When you hear the first Halo 1 soundtrack, when you boot up that game, because you have to remember, in 2001 when the Xbox came out, when that game was launched, nobody knew what they were going to be playing. It was a completely new intellectual property. And when you played that game, you were immersed in the soundtrack, the music, the story. Everything was phenomenal. But for me, It's always Ninja Gaiden, man. I remember that soundtrack in my head when I play the levels, and I don't do that for Halo. So, do you got one, Adam?
Nope.
Devil May Cry.
No.
You played Super Mario.
Devil May Cry is a great one. Zelda, Donkey Kong, nothing.
Kong. What was the Mario Brothers?
What was the Donkey Kong music? I don't remember. Humming for me.
I don't remember.
Well, then you can't say it was Donkey Kong.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the which I still can't hum. Mario's the Mario one, the first one.
Do 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 do.
That's the only one I remember.
I think a lot of people would say
what part of the game was this?
That was the underground levels. That was the one where you were underground. Dude, that's very iconic. I mean, you know what he's saying, right? Like that, like from the first level for the second level, the music completely changed.
And then the water.
Water, yeah. That's the water level.
Sure.
All right, whatever.
I'm not sure that was the water
level. It was the water level.
Come on.
It was the water level.
Well, you say so. Come on.
All right. Is that the last question?
Yeah, that was. Yes, and thank you for the questions.
Thank
we
you
love
guys.
Them.
I really
see, they spark fun talks. That's
thank
why
you,
I
thank
like
you.
Them.
All right.
Adam,
so
start using Amazon.
Yeah. We had our movie talk.
For what?
I want to talk a little bit about.
I'll buy a cologne from there.
I want to talk a little bit about some TV
stuff.
Get some
hemorrhoid cream.
So
no, I don't like that. I don't use that kind of cream. I do use the.
Crack cream?
No, I don't use the.
That stuff's good, man.
No crack cream. No crack cream. I use the hemorrhoid pad, but it's not because I have hemorrhoids. Because I can't use the cotton nail to clean your ass.
What are we talking about?
Give me a rash.
Are you talking about witch hazel?
Not witch hazel. The preparation the cleaning thing.
I didn't know this was going to come out of this.
What is?
Come on.
Why would
let's
you
go.
Use? Why would you use hemorrhoid pads if you don't have hemorrhoids?
Because it cleans me good and it doesn't give me a rash. I can't
You're
use.
Saying you use those as sanitary wipes.
Yes.
And it prevents hemorrhoids. So it's a two for one.
Hemorrhoids, man.
Oh, my God.
I can't use baby wipes, or I can't use the cotton nail either. The wipes, it fucking gives me a rush.
Thank you, Adam.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, so.
TMI.
This summer, I've been able to catch up on a lot of my shows that I've been wanting to watch, especially through Netflix and my DVR and things like that. So, how many episodes of Black Mirror have you guys watched from season 5?
Two?
Zero. I know you're zero.
He hasn't even watched the first season.
Nah, that's fine. Did you finish the first two completely?
Yes.
So the only one you have left is the Miley Cyrus episode.
I guess.
Okay.
I didn't know she did. Spoiler alert.
Well, she's in the preview of the third episode. So, okay. So basically, the first three episodes, this is only three episodes of season 5. The first episode is about
I think both of them were like an hour and a half long. Though.
They were. Right. They were very long. The first episode.
I'll take one.
I'll
please.
Take the Coors Banquet, please. The They're first episode there. Is about a video game that becomes virtual reality.
Now you know why you're Black Manta?
Yeah, shut up. It's a video game that it's a virtual reality video game that two friends start to play and things start to happen. The end. Number two episode is a guy who ends up abducting an employee of a social media network and holds him for a particular reason.
Dude, that was a long payoff, though.
But I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I will not talk about it anymore, but
I didn't.
That's what it is.
When they showed the Facebook guy.
Yeah.
Whatever they called him. I was like, who is that? And then when he started talking.
I knew who it was immediately.
When he started talking, I figured it out. But just looking at him, like, no, that it doesn't even look like him.
I knew who it was immediately.
No way. By his voice.
Well, not by. Okay.
By his appearance.
Okay. They had to show. Yeah, because he had a ponytail and he was.
Glasses.
Yeah, that's fair. I had to see his face. Okay. That's fair. And then the third episode is Miley Cyrus. I won't tell you what she does or what she's doing, but
Can I just say the end of the second episode, though? I was like, what?
Well, you, I mean, you could tell what happened, right?
No, you couldn't.
Okay. Well, maybe not, because the shooters are really terrible, apparently, through this entire episode. They try to take multiple shots, and they're all
Grace's
awful.
Grace's face wasn't like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So I was like,
maybe they shot the wrong person. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's what's cool about Black Mirror is that you don't know what happens.
That's what I'm, well, no, you usually do.
I mean, but not always. I mean, sometimes there's episodes that keep you thinking, that have you guessing, that have you talking. There's a lot of episodes like that.
I guess it was tried to invoke that, right? Like,
correct.
Did this person get shot?
Did this person get shot? Did he get free? Is he not free? Who's dead? Who's alive? All that shit. Absolutely. The third episode's great. I loved all three episodes. Basically, what I wanted to say is Black Mirror Season 5, awesome. Love it. I like the slow burn. I understand that some of these episodes drag.
No, it kept me
But
intrigued.
You're glued to the episode for an hour and 20 minutes.
It's like they just kept giving you nibbles. Right? Even that second episode when he was like, he's sitting in the car doing his little meditation thing, and then,
yep.
Oh, I got a fare. Like right there, I was like, wait, he's here for a reason.
He's here for a reason, absolutely.
And then now you want to find out why he's there, mm-hmm. especially when he asks, "Oh, do you work there?"
Yeah. So I really like the way that they construct their episodes. I love that their seasons are like 3 to 5 episodes at the most. You can plow through a season very quickly. I love all that. So Black Mirror Season 5, highly recommended. I know Adam's seen none of
highly
them.
Highly recommend.
He's seen none of them.
Highly recommend.
You should watch them, though. No. They're really good. All right, so other Netflix
shows. Why
do you
shows? Just say no to us? We watch shit you like
what?
And we don't.
You guys don't watch what I watch.
Like what?
How do you know that?
Anime.
Well, give us some anime to watch.
I want you to watch Sword Online 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, you got to watch Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Until you guys tell me what happens, then I'll watch.
That's not the way that works.
Yes, it is.
No, we watch them at the same time. No,
I don't think so.
So text me the name of the anime you want me to watch, and I will watch it.
It's on Netflix and Hulu.
Hulu?
Hulu.
You send me the name of the anime you want me to watch, and I will watch the first season. And then you have to watch the first season of Black Mirror.
Okay. When you finish it, I'll watch.
It's so funny that you don't want to watch that show because it's really kind of like up our alley. It's like Twilight Zone meets Outer Limits. It's like super awesome.
It's a modern day Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost futuristic Twilight Zone.
Sure. Absolutely. A lot of the themes in Black Mirror are kind of like go from each episode. It's like about technology and advancement and robotics and all that type of stuff. Like, everyone who brings out a cell phone in Black Mirror, it's like a super futuristic cell phone.
Yeah.
Even if it's a very toned-down episode that's not focusing on technology, all the technology that they're using is very futuristic.
Yeah.
So, which is
Or at least, like, modern day.
Modern day. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a great show. So, one show that I've been watching that I wanted to bring up was... Recently, Netflix canceled a bunch of their shows that are not coming back, and one of them that I wanted to see that was recently canceled was Santa Clarita Diet. Have you guys seen any of those episodes?
I watched the first two or three.
Yeah, I watched the first two. And then
it's the one with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
And the really handsome dude, I forget his name, the guy who was in
Justified.
Unforgivable. Or
Justified,
yeah, that's it. What is his
Deadwood.
Name?
Deadwood.
I don't know.
He was in Deadwood, too.
Deadwood, Justify.
What is that guy's name? He has a name.
The guy from Deadwood?
All right, sure. So when I heard that it was only 3 seasons, I'm like, okay, I can watch this. I've gotten through the full season 1 and 2, and the show is phenomenal. Basically, for anyone who hasn't seen the movie, Drew Barrymore plays a wife who has died, and she's a zombie. And she has to figure out how to live her life as an undead person. And her husband, who is still alive, has to figure out how he's going to have a normal life with his undead wife. And what's cool about this show is that they immediately let the child, who's about 15, 16 years old in the show, know what's going on. So this isn't one of those trying to hide it from the children, you know, we don't want to expose her to these type of horrors type of things. Immediately when the show starts, the child knows what's happening. My mom died. She needs to eat people, and we need to figure out how to save her. So I really like this show.
Hey, Adam's outside.
Adam's outside? Did you just get his text?
Yeah.
So it's a really good show. It's very smart humor. I love the pace of the show, and I'm really sad.
Weird, the way they kill people, it's like accidental or something.
It is, yeah. So she has to eat human flesh, so she decides to kill people who deserve to be killed, whether they're Nazis or murderers or whatever. So it kind of becomes like a show where the people who she's killing to survive are bad people, right?
Bad neighbors.
So it's like, yeah. Dexter if he was a zombie.
Sure. Very good. And so when I heard that it was canceled, I'm like, man, I was always kind of interested in this show. Now that I know it's only three seasons, I'll go ahead and watch it. And I'm really sad now knowing starting the third season that it's going to end because it's really good. It's a really good show.
I'm surprised you haven't watched it.
One, two, yeah.
Dude, it's
I haven't seen third.
So you just watched the first two episodes and then didn't continue?
No, the first two seasons.
Oh
well, I'm in season three.
Two episodes.
Yeah, no, I'm in season three, episode two. It's awesome. So I highly recommend you finish. I mean, it's really good.
No, so, I saw the first season and the second season, and then it just, you know, it took forever to come back, you know?
To the third season through the first two episodes has been great. So I highly recommend this show. It's three seasons. You'll be done. Apparently, it's canceled. It's not coming back, so that sucks. But the next show I want to ask you guys about, has anyone seen Love, Sex, and Robots?
No. I have it on my list, but I haven't seen it
because yet. I heard it's awesome, and I just haven't watched it yet. I'm going to start probably tonight.
I have it on my list. I had it to my list a while back, and I just haven't seen it like you.
Okay. I don't know what it's about. I have no clue if it's like episodic or if it's continuation or if it's a different story every week. I don't know, but I'm going to start watching it.
Different episodes. It's like Mirror, Black Mirror.
It's like Black Mirror, yeah, where it's a different episode every week.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to start watching the first episode tonight. So the next time we record, hey, I'll discuss
it. You know what we should do is like we'll pick like three Black Mirror episodes for him to watch.
Oh, he has to watch USS Callister, the one where it's about the Star Trek kind of crew.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he's like the pilot of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to. That's my choice.
I think that, the dating one.
The dating one is awesome. The dating one is awesome. And then
we'll keep him away from the very first episode because that might turn him off.
Fair enough. We will not watch the first one. I completely agree. The dating one is great. I really like USS Callister. And I also really like the one where the kid was captured on his computer camera.
I was going to say stuff. That one. Yes.
Yes. That's it.
Well,
those are the
have
three.
I have to see it every season. So
you can watch.
But
them
you can
out
watch
of...
those wherever you want because they don't continue on each other. They're all completely separate episodes. So you can watch these three that we recommend, and then you can decide if you like the show.
Send them to me too.
So because... USS Callister.
Yeah, well, I'll go. We'll go look them up and figure out what episodes they
are. Those are great. Yeah, those are great. Those are great suggestions. Don't watch the first one.
Why not?
Don't watch the first one.
It's awesome, but you might
get turned off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because right. We know you.
Absolutely.
Okay. But you might like it. I don't know.
It's true. So my one of my last topics that I want to talk about is streaming services. So going from Netflix to streaming services is going to be...
Is it digital or...
Yeah. So basically Netflix announced that they're going to be taking The Office off of their streaming site because NBC wants the rights back in 2020 for their own streaming service. So this got me thinking, okay, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it's you've becoming got, cable.
Yeah, you've got Netflix, you've got Hulu, NBC, CBS, you've got Disney, you've got ABC, you've got all of these places trying to do their own streaming service. They want their properties back, they want their licenses back, they want everything back so they can create their own streaming service, and it's becoming ludicrous. It is... Here's what I pay for DirecTV per month. I pay $39 a month. I get ABC, NBC, CBS, ESPN, Disney Channel, everything. I get everything. for $39 a month. And everyone was canceling cable. They were cutting the cord, right? I'm cutting the cord. I'm getting out of this. I want out of my contract. I don't want to pay for cable anymore. But when does the point become where you're going to subscribe all of these individual
cable.
Services where you're going to be paying more than you were paying for cable? I understand that some people for cable were paying $100 a month.
I think
I get
it's all
going
to balance out at some point, though.
Like, so for me, keeping cable was a really good idea because I am only subscribed to Netflix, and that's it. That's my only subscription service that I own.
Me too.
And everything else is through my cable.
I got Amazon also.
But that's just part of your...
That's part of your Amazon Prime membership.
Yes, and then I also...
That's why you need to order stuff from Prime.
I ordered...
Yeah, it's true.
Let's see, another streaming is Crunchyroll.
You have Crunchyroll.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good one. Crunchyroll, as far as anime fans go, is a really good place to go.
They have
instant premieres, instant... Yes. Like, when Attack of the Titan comes out, I know it's there first. Like, a lot of my friends are enrolled in Crunchyroll.
I don't know if you heard this. The Rising of the Shield?
Mm-hmm.
It's badass.
My friends watch that.
Badass.
Yeah, two of my friends love that show.
Oh, yes.
So Crunchyroll is a really good place to get your anime, but... That's another great example. So you got CBS, NBC, Crunchyroll, Hulu, Netflix. Like, eventually you just become saturated in monthly fees that it becomes the same as owning cable. So I've been one of the ones who have kept my cable. I've kept my satellite. Like I said, I'm paying $39 a month.
You don't have the real satellite, though, right? You have the new... It's the new satellite without having the dish?
Correct. Yeah.
You have fiber.
Correct. So I've got fiber optic. Yeah. So I pay a really good rate. I've got
give fiber. If I want cable, it's going to cost me $100 a month.
So if you don't have the fiber optic, I know it's not available to you, but once it does become available, I highly recommend it because you can pay $40 a month and I get HBO included in that. So I can watch my HBO Go app and get all those shows. So for me, keeping my cable was necessary. I know for other people it's not, because if you have to pay $100, $110, $120, it's not good. But when NBC, CBS, ABC, ESPN, everybody has their own streaming platform, it's getting ridiculous.
How many people do you know that have the CBS app?
Nobody. I don't know anybody who has that.
I'd love to see those Star Trek shows.
Love to watch those Star Trek shows.
I'm not paying
for it. I hear
they're
awesome.
I'm not paying for that service, though.
No, I can't.
It's not... It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. No, the Star Trek
NBC,
shows, I would love to watch them.
If
I hear
NBC
they're great.
Does one, not doing it.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree.
Star Trek? Who says Star Trek?
CBS has a...
CBS has Star Trek Discovery, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, but
right?
Look at what's happened. I mean, it's speculated that the DC Universe is going to go away after this
year.
Yeah,
that's what I hear. Even though their content is really good. Like, if you guys watch any of the Swamp Thing episodes...
I haven't yet.
They're awesome.
How have you?
Like
I
episodes.
Thought you didn't have it.
I'm watching them from other sites.
Hence
I'm watching
them
from other sources, them. Yeah.
I mean, the Teen Titans was okay. It ended... I didn't like the ending.
Doom Patrol is okay.
Doom Patrol's...
It's okay.
It's good, but it's just so weird. But for some reason, I keep watching it.
It's all right. I don't hate it.
I'm not like burning through them, though. You know what I mean? I'm not... Like, I'll watch them here and there.
That's fair.
But I'm not like, oh, I got to watch the next episode. I still haven't watched Swamp Thing. I mean,
it's good.
Have like comic books and other stuff on there.
It's only 10,
cool.
And then the show's already canceled.
Oh,
so the DC Universe has like comic, like you can pull up their comic books and stuff, and you can do a bunch of other stuff, but I still don't see it as being viable. Again, I'm using somebody else's account, you know.
Yeah, of course.
I wasn't going to pay for it, but.
My next streaming service I'm going to pay for is Disney Plus, right? Because I want to see Mandalorian.
I'll probably have Disney Plus and Netflix.
Yes, yeah, those are
too.
My two that I'm going to keep stabilized. And I'm going to keep
those
cable.
Three.
And right now I switched to, like, I was doing Pandora Music, but I switched over to Spotify because I get Hulu with it for the same price.
Yeah, they come with both. Yeah, absolutely.
So. But I think eventually Disney Plus will have Hulu as part of a package because Disney owns Hulu too.
Absolutely.
Or at least majority.
be good for me.
So my point was that the streaming services that are being announced,
but don't you think
it's going to start adding up? Like,
you think it's going to get pared down to, like, you know, just like cable companies, you have two or three. That's it.
Like, that's what I thought Netflix was. I thought Netflix was the hub where you went for TV, movies, and everything together.
I know, but
now all those properties are going back to their
original.
Because
they're all like, oh, wait.
Oh, we can do that, too. Yeah, we can copy your model and get our own money. The thing with Disney Plus that's so intriguing is that it's only $7 a month, yeah. Right? It's $6.99. That's crazy.
Or what was it? For the year, it was even cheaper.
Yeah, right? It was even cheaper if you get it all year. It was like $60.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's ridiculous. So you can pay $5 a month and get complete
access
to the entire Disney library. That's
November,
insane.
September, November. October, November. It's November. Yeah. I don't think they have announced an official date yet.
And you got the Loki TV show and Falcon and Bucky and, you know, Scarlet
and
Witch,
you know,
and Vision. Like, that's all
come.
That's awesome.
You know, yeah. They have a fucking plan to.
Of course they do.
Keep people intrigued.
Of course. And you get the whole Disney movie library. Like, that's ridiculous. You sit your kid in front of a TV so you can watch Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid. And
now? Hey, you want to watch those old X-Men cartoons that were from the 90s?
Oh, man.
We got them all.
What a great show.
Talk about a good soundtrack.
Dude, I love that show. That and Spider-Man were...
Oh, yeah, the animated series?
The animated Spider-Man. Oh, my gosh. Yes. And Batman, of course, the animated series were amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so that was it. So, Adam, I think you wanted to do the top three this week, if I'm correct.
Yes, I've been thinking about it for a while because I've been hearing
music. You didn't
music.
Hurt yourself, did you?
Of course.
You've been hearing music?
You know music, and it three songs that reminds when you hear it, it reminds you of something good. In the past.
So your top three songs that remind you of positive things in
positive
your past.
Positive or negative, it's up to you.
Positive or negative. Something that reminds you of something that happened in your past, positive or negative.
Yes. Like me. Should I go first?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
The first one is...
That's a really good
question.
You
got to go
three. No, you have to do all three.
Yeah, I'm going to do three.
Start with three.
That's a really good question. I've got two, but go ahead.
I had to write it down because... number three would be "You Too," with or without you.
I love that song.
Every time I hear it, it reminds me when I started collecting comic books at the flea market.
Okay.
I saw this little shop. I went and I bought five for a dollar.
And "You Too" was playing?
Yes.
That's a random song to be playing at a comic book store.
Not at the comic book store, but it reminds me of that era, that times. Because that it was very popular at that time.
Well, "With or Without You," I think, is from the Joshua Tree album,
yes.
From my memory.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a phenomenal album.
"With or Without
Great
you.
Song. And that's a great choice.
It reminds me of the time I started, you know, I had just gone to Houston. And
sure.
I had
sure.
no friends, and I had to go to the flea market, and I started buying comic books. And
okay.
It reminds me, every time I hear it, it reminds me of that.
All right.
The smell All right. of the damn little shop and everything.
All right.
And the
good choice.
The second one is AC/DC, Black and Black.
Oh,
Every
Back in Black, great song.
It reminds me of my childhood when I used to, my buddies and I used to, it was the summer we used to, it's when I started they got me into hard rock, you know, AC/DC, Dokken. And every time I hear it, you know, Black and Black, it reminds me of that time.
Awesome.
It was the best times.
Dude, that's a great song. Great
and
song.
The Bee Gees.
Okay.
Deep in Your Love.
Oh, I love that song.
It reminds me when every time I hear it, it reminds me of the time our dad took us to a drive-in and watched these movies, and we had hot dogs and not hot dogs, hamburgers and popcorn and drinks and.
When you went to the movies,
driving.
"How Deep Is Your Love" was playing.
He had it on a cassette, an 8-track.
He had it on an 8-track.
Yes.
Holy crap, dude, that's great. That's great.
Badass. Every time
wow.
I hear it, it reminds me of my dad. That going to the driving.
Wow.
And the driving was like a fucking an hour away, but you know he'd like to hang around with us. So
that's awesome.
It was cool.
Dude, those are great choices, man. Great. Dude, first of all three of those songs you choose were iconic songs.
Every time I hear it, that's awesome. That's what it reminds me.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Dwayne, you want to go or me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember one. I can't remember the name of the damn song.
All right, so I've got three. My third choice is... So most people who know me know that my favorite band of all time is Blink-182. So when you ask me that my favorite type of music is classic rock, I love 70s and 80s rock. Like, that's my genre. But I love Blink-182. They're my favorite band. So why aren't they number one? You'll know very soon. My number three choice is What's My Age Again? That song, for me, I heard in high school, and it got me invested into the punk rock scene. It actually helped me with my confidence. I was being bullied a lot when I was in high school. And listening to Blink-182 and the lyrics and the things they talked about, What's My Age Again is actually about a song about people who play pranks on fellow nerdy people and how you handle that, how you handle bullying, how you handle growing up and learning from that and not letting those things bother you. What's My Age Again means you're acting like someone who's less than you. You are a 17, 18-year-old person, and you're acting like a 12-year-old. Do you want to remind yourself how old you are? Why don't you stop picking on these people? And so for me, Blink-182, number three, What's My Age Again is just, I love that song.
So it reminds you, every time you hear it, it reminds me of that time.
Of that time, yeah. It reminds me of high school and how I got through that junior, senior year of my schooling, listening to that Enema of the State sound, Enema of the State CD. Every song, Aliens Exist, Going Away to College, Mutt, all of those songs were iconic for me. But What's My Age Again was my favorite. Number two is a song that I used to listen to all the time when I was in Dubai. My dad moved to Dubai in 1993, and there was a cassette that I bought, which was Green Day, Dookie. I think everyone remembers that cassette. It was a very, very famous cassette. There was a song on there.
I had the bootleg from Woodstock, too.
Very good. There was a song in there called She. She lives inside me, and remind me of the self and something control. Yeah, I don't know all the words, but that was a really, really important song for me because I was going through this time where I could only see my dad twice a year. He had moved away to a foreign country. My parents were going through a divorce, all these different type of things. And that Green Day Dookie album, especially that song She, got me through that time, very difficult time. So that was number two for me. Number one is a song that is one of my dad's favorite. It's by the Dire Straits. It's a song called The Walk of Life. And it is a very, if you know the Dire Straits, they're a very late 70s, early 80s band. I think their most famous song is probably MTV. Money for Nothing, Chicks
yeah,
for Free.
Yeah, Money for Nothing.
Do you want to say that was from a famous song? I think everyone knows that video.
Yeah, Money for Nothing. Yes.
Money for Nothing, Chicks
it's
for
up
Free.
There. It's out there.
I would say Sultan. Most people know the Dire
Sultan's
Straits.
Sultan's Swing,
from that.
I think is there.
Sultan's Swing is big. But The Walk of Life for me is my number one memory. Every time I hear that song, I think of my father. I think of me growing up as a child because my dad would play that Dire Straits album all the time. And it wasn't just Walk of Life. It was Romeo and Juliet, Sultans of Swing. It was Tunnel of Love. All of those songs on that album my dad would play just on repeat. And The Walk of Life was his favorite. So anytime I think of The Walk of Life, I think of happiness, enjoyment, dancing with my dad in the family room, and, you know, all the happy times.
That's cool.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dwayne.
God, this is so tough.
It's really hard, man. Yeah.
It is funny how, like, songs spark, like, memories.
Yeah, they do. Memories.
Like, they do. Yeah.
All right, so...
good or bad? Yeah, if you have it, say it.
No. Mine are all good. I'm always positive, baby.
It's true.
So, Same thing growing up. I didn't get really get picked on, but I wasn't.
Congratulations.
I mean, I did.
I got picked on.
Congratulations.
No, I did get picked on, but when I got to high school, I was like I had no group, right? I was kind of a geek, but I knew a little bit about sports. I knew a little bit about music. So I kind of knew everybody, and everybody kind of knew me, but I didn't really have a group. But
click.
Towards the end of senior year, I got a few group of friends, and we're, you know, going to prom together, and we're all like, after prom, we're like, hey, man, let's go, you know, go to the beach and, you know, do all kinds of stuff after senior year. Throughout the summer, we did a bunch of stuff. And that year is, I don't know what song. I'll just pick one song. Live, Throwing Copper album was like a big thing then. I'll just go with Lightning Crashes. Sure. Not a happy song, but I mean the whole album was really the song. But
I would have picked shit. I would have picked Shit Town.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good song. I love that song. But Lightning Crashes is awesome too.
But it just reminds me of that time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Great choice.
Number two. I'll probably go with Van Halen Jump.
Yeah. Nice.
It was the first album my older sister. For Christmas, gave me two albums. So we have a tradition on Christmas where you open your smallest gift. Right back there is a cassette, right? So pretty small.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I had two of them, but that was the one I opened first on Christmas Eve. It was like my first cassette and Jump. I mean,
so you open up the 1984 cassette. That's
Van
awesome.
Halen, yes.
That's
the other
awesome.
One was Journey Infinity, so.
Oh, that's great.
But that was dude, Christmas morning.
Great album. Holy crap. Holy crap.
That's the two albums of my sister.
Wow.
Gave.
Wow.
And then my number one is Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder.
Sure, absolutely. Great choice.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was, I didn't cry when my daughter was born, but the next day I was sitting there listening to music and that song came on and I just cried like a baby. I'm
great,
like holding her in my arms and that song comes
song.
On. I'm like, ah!
Dude, great song.
Yes.
Wow. Very
See,
good. Dude, that's a very good question, man. Good job,
I've
Adam.
I've been having it on mine, but I've been forgetting. So
well, because
like,
everybody has songs that relate to
yeah.
milestones in their life.
Good or bad. Or
good or bad. Yeah, it could be good or bad.
That's what I said, good or bad.
That's a great question. Awesome question. Wow.
Adam's getting deep.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he texted me today. He's like, I want to do the top three. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I understand
because
now.
Because I heard Joshua Tree, you know, YouTube.
Dude, I love Joshua Tree.
I said,
it's a phenomenal album.
I'm going to do the top three this week.
Good for you. So Dane will do the next part.
Yeah.
Yeah, if mine's that deep, I'll give you a little heads up.
Yeah. All right, is that it?
That's it.
All right, guys.
All right.
Well, cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
All right. See you guys next time.
Peace.